This bill would more than double the current tax credit from $40 million to $100 million annually. I'm wondering, are the theater and film industries going to be competing for that same pot of money, or does this bill set aside a specific amount each for film and theater?
No, it does not set aside a silo for film and a silo for theater. But the major impetus behind this bill is the fact that Hollywood loves Ohio. They look at Ohio for diversity in its various types of settings. But even more so, I would submit to you, is the diversity of Ohio's population. We're a microcosm of the United States. And for all those reasons, Hollywood said that if Ohio had a more robust motion picture tax credit, that they would come here more often.
Right. Well, there's a number of states that have these motion picture tax credits. There's a study this year out of the University of Southern California suggesting that these kinds of transferable tax credits can have actually a minimal effect on employment and nearly no effect on wages.
Well, I think the reason that those other states don't work is because they don't do it very well. We're evaluating the applications based upon an economic impact. We just don't dole out the credit for any reason. It's not a first come, first serve like they do in those other states.
With respect to live theater, applications will have to include some sort of statement about how that project will impact the local economy. So what kinds of expenses would qualify for this tax credit, and what kinds of things would the director of the program be looking for?
Well, one thing on the premise of your question, it's more than just a local economy. It's the state and local economy. So we have to show that there will be a good impact. And again, impact meaning that there's going to be new taxes generated from their production. But it's typical production costs, you know, whatever it costs to hire the acting talent, to pay for the stagehands, the sound crews, the lighting.
And these would have to be expenses in state, correct? So they would want to hire people locally?
They have to be in state. And to your point about hiring people, we feel, and again, talking to folks in Broadway and in New York, and in California, if you have a steady drumbeat of these productions, motion picture productions, television productions, which again is something else that's new in this bill, we're trying to give special dispensation to television productions because they're long-term productions that again have a larger return on investment. But if you take television, motion picture, and theatrical productions, there would be a more steady demand for the workers that you need to be able to accommodate those productions.
As far as the industry-wide effects of these kinds of tax credits, what do you make of the idea that these credits simply motivate people to relocate and transfer jobs from state to state rather than actually creating new jobs?
I'll take every job I can from California and New York, so I'm all in favor of that, so I don't know where that comes from. But to that point, as I said earlier, this is about creating permanent jobs, not transient jobs.
This is a transferable tax credit, right? So producers could potentially sell this credit to other entities who would then benefit from that. And they may or may not have anything to do with the film or theater industries. So how do you respond to the idea that this type of credit could unintentionally benefit people who are actually far removed from the entertainment industry and with very little transparency?
Fundamentally, a tax credit program that's transferable helps to syndicate the project and build the capital stack you need to do the production. So I think it's totally irrelevant to talk about who's buying the credits and where they're going to, you know, where they might be located. Because at the end of the day, if they're buying the credit, they're buying it from the person who wants to produce the movie, the television series, or the Broadway production. And that helps them build the capital stack then that will enable them to do it right here in Ohio.
Republican Representative Kirk Schering represents Ohio's 48th district. He's sponsoring a bill to include live stage productions in Ohio's motion picture tax credit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.